Rush says in paragraph Yutes, Shliachmas Atma B'Safik Hashecha, person shouldn't get involved in a Safik Hashecha, meaning Friday afternoon, he shouldn't get involved with doing things prohibited on Shabbos when it's already a Safik of night. V'yadzir b'nei beiso al shmiras Shabbos, he should admonish his family members about keeping Shabbos. From the context, both before and after, where it talks about Erev Shabbos and starting Shabbos on time, it seems that this is a reference to a person should warn his family members about getting themselves ready before Shabbos and not running into Shabbos and doing malacha. Tricky one to get right, because I'll also warn you, a person should not be matl ema yisera b'tel beis, so he shouldn't impose too much terror and pressure on his family. It can be tricky to get right. Spouses have to warn each other about getting ready on time without, you know, starting fights and going too far, but that's what you need to do. V'yachdim l'ispal Erev Shabbos tefilas mincha, a person should daven mincha early enough on Erev Shabbos, k'dei she'yakabel alav Shabbos in bod yom. In order to be mekabel Shabbos, when it's still day, the mitzvah of tosefes Shabbos, you have to start Shabbos not at the moment of nightfall, but a little bit before. Actually, this is an interesting halacha. There are two places in Shulchan Aruch in the poskim where we find discussions about mincha and kabbalah Shabbos. In Siman Reish Samach Zayin, where the halachas of tefillah of Erev Shabbos, so there the Shulchan Aruch says, Makdimin lehispal arvis yosim mi bimos achol, we daven marav earlier. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that you want to be mekabel Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is when you say Baruch Hu, the beginning of marav, or lechadodi, or mizmor sher, different places at marav, or right before marav, where you're mekabel Shabbos. Therefore, the correct thing to do is that you should daven marav early enough that marav will begin. Kabbalah Shabbos, the point at which you're mekabel Shabbos, will begin before nightfall. That's what it says here. Elsewhere, there's another discussion. If you see him earlier in Reish Samach Gimel, the question is, can you daven mincha after the tzibur has already been mekabel Shabbos? So there, the Shulchan Aruch brings Misha Shal is Baal Mincha Be'erev Shabbos Ad Shekivlo Kol Shabbos Lo Yisbal Mincha Bo'os Basic Knesses. You can't daven in the same shul. You can go outside, but once you yourself already answered Baruch to the tzibur, you can't. Then you're ready. Your mekabel Shabbos. You can't daven mincha at all. You have to do a tashlum and daven an extra marav. So basically, the point is, if a person is discussing being mekabel Shabbos, first of all, you should daven mincha and marav early enough that kabbalah Shabbos should happen before nightfall. Second, once the tibur is mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha anymore. Once you're mekabel Shabbos with the tibur, you can't daven mincha anymore. So the question that arises is, if a person is running late, then you weren't doing what the Rush says of davening early enough to mekabel Shabbos early. Mincha is, you didn't have a minion, the shul starts mincha very late, and you're running into mincha. Mincha is going to be right up to Shkia. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do about being mekabel Shabbos? If you just wait and not mekabel Shabbos, then you haven't been mekabel Shabbos in Bod Yom. That's not good. What about being mekabel Shabbos earlier before mincha? That's also a problem, because it seems here that once you're mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. So, not sure what you're supposed to do. I guess find a minion that davens mincha a little bit earlier. Do what the Rush says. As the Rush tells you, what you really should be doing is, besides davening marav early, you really should be davening mincha early. But I saw just today, actually, an interesting tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer. I saw this brought in an article by Rabbi Eliezer Melamed. He's giving a retrospective of the Tzitz Eliezer's kind of greatest hits, some of his most interesting and important chidushim. He said the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he argues that a yachid, an individual who's mekabel Shabbos, actually is still allowed to daven mincha after he's mekabel Shabbos. He says that the Shulchan Aruch's concern here is with the tzibur. If a person answers baruchu to the tzibur is kabbalah Shabbos, the kabbalah Shabbos of baruchu that you find in other places in Tzolcha Shabbos, the Kabbalah Shabbos of a Tzibur is more powerful, is more binding than individual Yachruz Mekabal Shabbos. So the Tzitz Eliezer says that the whole concern here about not being able to have a mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos is only when you've answered Baruch to a Tzibur, but a Yachid, he's talking about someone who for some reason was Mekabal Shabbos early, is still allowed to have a mincha afterwards. That would seem to be a solution in this case where your mincha is running late and you want to make sure you're Mekabal Shabbos in Bod Yom. It's a very common situation that comes up with women. Women, insofar as they are meticulous about davening mincha, will often have the question, if they're running late on Erev Shabbos, they want to make sure they light candles well before Shkia. That's the other halacha. You want to make sure that you don't get into a Safek HaShecha. So you really want to make sure you light those candles well before Shkia. On the other hand, if she hasn't davened mincha yet, and she knows that she can't daven mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos. So I think the standard practice is that they try to daven mincha first, where possible. There's such a thing as making a tanai when you light candles. Women usually don't make a tanai. But I'll call upon him, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, that's a different solution. The solution is that even after Kabbalah Shabbos, you're still allowed to daven mincha, just not after the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tibur, that you answered Baruch Hu to a Tibur, but after an individual Kabbalah Shabbos, you are still allowed to. I'm not actually sure what the conventional practice, what the consensus of Poskim is on this point.